The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, the US President Donald Trump has sent, as you would know at this stage, Iran a 15-point peace plan. A senior official inside Iran has reportedly described it as excessive. They've also said it's nothing new. Meanwhile, in the last few moments, the US has described the Iran operation as a resounding military triumph. We're joined by Patrick Winter, diplomatic editor for The Guardian. Patrick, thanks indeed for talking to us. A resounding military triumph sounds like a little bit of a stretch, doesn't it?
A massive stretch. I mean, what we're seeing at the moment is oil prices going back up to $100 a barrel, and that's the key metric to look at in this war. America wants to get that price down, and Iran wants to keep it as high as possible to prove that it's got a stranglehold on the supply of oil, which in turn has sort of obviously a massive effect on the economies worldwide and getting petrol queues from India to America. So that they, at the moment, the Iranians think they are succeeding, and in a way, their key aim is to survive as a leadership, and they're doing that. Whilst the goals that the Americans set themselves were very unclear at the outset and shifted from one moment to the next. But if there was any intention to produce what's called regime change in Iran, that's not going to happen. I think those people who are, you know, very, very critical of the government in Iran have rallied around, and it's not very surprising. It's sort of what happens when people get attacked in this kind of way. So at the moment, I think the military side of it is going in Iran's direction. The only rider is, are they going to run out of missile launchers and missiles? And they have slightly slowed the kind of pace at which they're trying to attack some of the Gulf states, so that might be one thing for them to be concerned about. But it's the even though swathes of their leadership have been struck down and assassinated, they've been able to find a different set of leaders, and they've managed to remain stable and operating. So I think at the moment, in the military terms, Iran is in the stronger position.
So the 15-point plan from Donald Trump, do you think that's because deep down he knows Iran is actually in the strong position and this is him trying to claim some kind of victory, even if it isn't there?
Well, I think if you remember, at a certain point this week, he needed to back off his plan to start bombing the Iranian civilian energy sites, because he knew that there was going to be massive reprisals by Iran, and you might see these desalination plants in the Gulf then are hit by Iran. So the whole thing was escalating to such a degree that he decided just before the markets opened to announce that he was postponing that attack on the civilian energy plants. And what he was trying to do was to suggest there was a very serious negotiations going on. And in terms of this 15-point plan, I've seen the 15-point plan that they put forward, the Americans put forward back in 2025 when there were previous negotiations. And it seems to be a regurgitation of that plan. But overlaid with it is also these very difficult issues, like Iran's demanding compensation. They're demanding that there is some kind of statement or security guarantee that America won't attack Iran again. Very difficult to give that kind of guarantee in a form that anyone would take seriously. And also they are, the Iranians are making demands about the Strait of Hormuz, and that this is now must be regarded as an Iranian waterway and not an international waterway. So you're now getting an overlay of new issues above just the simple but also incredibly difficult issue of the Iranian civil nuclear program.
Just briefly, buddy, what's your take on are there talks taking place, or is Donald Trump talking in the mirror?
Well, people I've spoken to say there are talks about talks going on. So we've now got a new set of mediators. We've got more mediators than peace. We've got every day there's an extra mediator. But the current mediators, we've moved on a bit from Oman, and we've now got Turkey, Egypt and Pakistan all trying to mediate. And they are certainly talking to Iran about the possibility of there being a meeting in Islamabad at the weekend. And so you have to then is that really worth that? Is it really worthwhile that meeting going ahead if it's so clear that the Iranians are rejecting what's being proposed by America, and that the Iranians feel that this is a question of sitting it out, and if they can sit it out for longer, they will win?
Yeah. Do you know, when you say that, and I know it's a terrible cliche to look through the prism of Vietnam when you think about US military intervention, but I couldn't help but think of Vietnam as you were talking, and that, you know, the ability to endure losses that the other side just cannot countenance.
Yes,
there is an echo of that, isn't there?
The dreaded word quagmire obviously comes to mind, but particularly and what, I suppose the one thing we haven't really spoken about is this all a big ploy by Trump, because he's also delaying in order to get some ground troops into the Strait of Hormuz and to try to liberate that area. Once he does that, and there seem to have been some briefings at the American Congress today to that effect, he's then being sucked in further and further, and you are then fighting on another country's territory.
That sounds like that sounds like the US putting military advisors into the South Vietnamese army in the early 60s, and we know what that
was. You've got a very good memory. It's exactly the same. Because you start with a very small force, and then it starts to grow, and then you start to occupy land, and then you have to keep it, and then it gets incredibly complicated. I mean, I just don't think the American public will buy that. I mean, if you're looking at the polls now, both for him personally and for the popularity of this war, it's going south quite fast, and he's got to be worried about that.
Okay, really good insight. Thank you indeed for that. Patrick Winter there, diplomatic editor with The Guardian. Thank you for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.